Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav. We're an Ayin Hay and Bez up to the Mishnah. What? I'll tell
you.
So here we go. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Noga Bicharso Shel Tanur. If the carbon Pesach touched accidentally, or even on purpose, if it touches the cheres, the wall of the oven, then yiklof es bekomo. You have to cut off that spot that touched the wall of the oven. Why? Says Rashi, yiklof mina Pesach. You have to peel off, you have to slice off the Pesach, makom shenoga betanur, the spot that touched the tanur, k'demefarish b'gemara. The Gemara is going to explain why. Shenis bashel shum michom hatanur. That spot got hot from the oven, from the wall of the oven. V'lot sli'eshu. That's not roasted. So that spot was not roasted. K'demrin le'el mishum shenemar sli'esh sli'esh nefa amim l'mutei tanur shegarfo. Even if an oven has been swept away, that's not roasting. The cheres hadafnos garva omiru, and the walls like having been swept away. In other words, that spot was not roasted by fire. It was cooked by the wall of the oven. That's not good.
Excuse my ignorance here.
Yeah.
Quote the Gemara. Tanner Madbikar Shmei. It says Tanner, and opens a spit over a fire.
It didn't say. What?
Why is it?
No, let's just say. It doesn't mean lavdaf katana, it means any wall. The wall of anything. Let's say it's in an enclosure. And it touches. Notaf meirotvo alacheres. Let's say some juice, some gravy from the animal, from the carbon, falls onto the cheres. It drips onto the cheres. V'chazar elav, and then it splashes back into the animal. Into the carbon, into the meat. Yitolas makomo. Again, you got to get rid of that spot. Same thing. Because that juice, that liquid, was heated by the oven. That went back into the animal. Now that spot is not roasted.
Yes,
yeah,
so that's
the
film
Lush Murado.
I'm watching
a little out. Yeah. Now, Nataf may road for Allah Solat. Let's say the juice fell onto flour, yikmot et makomo. That spot where the flour is has to be removed. Why? Well, let's say you have a cooking in the kitchen. So there was flour there. The little bit of the juice of the gravy fell onto the flour. What? No, that's a carbon pesach. The carbon pesach fell onto the flour.
And then it ricocheted back?
No, it didn't ricochet anywhere. So we're afraid, the Gemara will say what we're afraid of. Shacho b'shemen truma, if you smear the carbon pesach with truma oil, everybody asks, how could you do that? You're not allowed to cook it in water. The answer is it's a very small amount of oil, just to give it maybe a flavor. Im chavoris kahanim, if everybody's kahanim, yochelu, that's okay. Im shal yisrael, if they're yisraelim, im chayhu, if it's raw, yidichenu. You have to wash it off. V'im tzlihu, and if it's roasted, yiklof es achiton. You can just, you have to peel off the outer layer. Yeah. Can you do it? Tzacho b'shem and shal ma'isr sheni. Let's say you anoint it with ma'isr sheni oil. Lo yasen u'dom al b'nei chabura. You can't charge the chabura money. She'ein pod in ma'isr sheni b'Yerushalayim. Because you're not allowed to redeem Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Okay? So what do you do with it? Either you eat it or do you give it away. Okay. Very good. Next. Itmar. We learned in the yeshiva. This is a very big sugya in Shas. It's a big sugya in Yeridaya. We're going to learn it in 5 minutes. But it's a massive sugya.
Massive.
Cham l'to cham. Let's say hot falls into hot. What does it mean, hot falls into hot? A hot potato falls into chicken soup. Or let's say this. Hot gravy falls in the chicken soup. Okay? Divya call usher. Everybody holds now that the combo is usher. Let's say one hot milk fell into hot soup, hot chicken soup. It's the combination's usher. Sonein letzok sonein. Cold falls into cold. Divya call mutter. Everyone holds as mutter. There's no transfer of taste with cold. What about this? Cham letoch tzonein, hot into cold, or tzonein letoch cham, or cold into hot. Rav Amar, Eloi Gavar. Whichever one is on top is the one that controls. What? Right. So if I have chicken soup and I pour in milk, the top one will govern. And Shmuel Amar, Tata Gavar. Shmuel says the bottom one governs. Thank you. Right. Not sure what's really going on here. What do you mean the top and the bottom?
Yeah.
Now we're going to spend the entire daf proving, as Rashi says, look at Rashi. V'shmuel amar tata gavar. Hilkach, therefore, cham letzok tzonein is mutter. Because it's not a question of rogue. Cham letzok tzonein is mutter. Why? Because the bottom one governs. What? The bottom one governs. And it's cold. It's cold. And there's no imparting of flavor by cold. So therefore it's good. The top is hot. We don't care about the top. Right?
Is it the
course of war? Yeah. V'tzonein letoch cham would be aser. So if you're cooking something if you're cooking a chalent and milk falls in, it's going to be aser. Why? Because Shmuel holds the bottom one governs. Right? Now Rashi says something fascinating. Af agaf tehilchas akirav b'isurei. Even though we normally hold like Rav by Yisurin, baha hilchas akishmuel. Here we hold like Shmuel, taha tanya tarti masizin kavzila. Come on, because they're going to have two brises that support Shmuel. We're going to get to them in a minute. It's been a few minutes. Okay. Now tonight, our Mishnah said that nataf may road for ala cheres. If gravy falls onto the cheres, what's on top? The gravy. The chazar elov, and then it splashes back into the meat. Yitol es mekomo. You have to take off that place. Now, kasoka daitach, becheres tzonenet. Now, the pashtus is that whatever this was, this earthenware, it was cold. So now, bishlam olarav, that makes sense. Damar ilo gavar. Rav said, Eloi Gavar. The top one governs. Mishum Hachi Yidolas Mekomo. Therefore, you got to peel it off. Why? Because the meat is hot. The gravy's hot. It falls onto cold, splashes back in. What governs? The hot. That makes perfect sense. The Azal Rotav Meraseach Leil Cheres. The hot Rotav goes onto the Cheres. Vahadar Cheres Meraseach Leil Rotav. Then the Cheres heats up the Rotav. And when it goes back into the Pesach, it got heated up from the heat of the cheres. It has to be roasted, not something else.
Yeah, but then once it splashes back, then the top is the rotate. That splashes back onto the rotate. So the top now is the rotate. So how do you
get out of that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the question's a good question. I'm not sure.
Not either.
Right. But El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Amar Tata Gavar, which Shmuel says the bottom one governs, so Cheres, given the Tzonein who, once it's the cold is governing, Akure Mekar Leilirotev. What happens? It cools off the Rotev. It cools off the gravy. Hot gravy falls onto a cold stone floor. What happens? It cools the gravy. Now it splashes back in, right? Now my yid lets me komo. Why do you have to? I'm sorry, I skipped. El shul da tzagovar kiv cheres kiv the tonu akuri make a little rotif. My yid lets me komo. Why do you have to cut it off? You don't have to cut anything off. It cooled it off and splashed back in. That's not adding heat. Just the opposite. It was colder. Why do you have to cut it off? The answer is Kedam Rav Yirmiyahu Shmuel. Besolos Rosachas. Shmuel is going to say in a minute about the flour. Hachanami Cheres Rosachas. It's hot, boiling hot. The boiling hot plate. So this whole thing about that the cold in the bottom doesn't apply.
Like they have to cut. I can tell you that this whole sugya in Tarugos spent years and not knowing.
Right.
I
Right. It's a big sugya.
What's it?
Yes, exactly.
How are you gonna
and all this stuff, by the way? I'm having a very difficult time listening.
No, but forget it. How are you watching every millimeter of gravy to find out where it goes, bounces back? Who watches that?
So, like I told one mashgiach 1 year of Pesach, I said, do me a favor, don't watch me by Reddit, Galatians, and Blue's Militant, and Yellow's Para, don't mix the three up, you lose your job. Watch me, because I know too many tricks. I'm too lazy, and I'll take the spoon and go mix the cold milk and soup with a flashing spoon in the refrigerator. I told straight to Mashiach.
Okay.
Watch
okay.
The Jews, don't watch the okay.
This is very lovely.
because then you can run into. Give me, you can have a cooler here, and what's the ratio? Was it beat the bottle of the shishin, or was it?
Okay.
Was it cold? Was it hot? Was it the bar harim? I mean, there's 9,000 parameters that you have to know in Tarugos before you can get to any of this stuff. You get a mixture. The first question the guy asks you is, how ben yom? Was there bar harim? Was the, you know.
All right. We're only doing what we can.
Right, exactly.
This is only the filming. Tanan. Nuts. Next. Nataf may road fall off solas. If the gravy fell onto the flour, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Yim kom tzetz mekomo. That spot where the gravy fell, that flour you can't eat. Why? Because it's mixed with carbon pesach that's not been roasted. Why has it not been roasted? Because that spot was cooked by the gravy itself. And it's not been roasted, can't eat it like that. Kasalka daita, besolas sonenas. So that our first blush is that the gravy is cold. The flour is cold. Bishlamul Rav Damay Loy Govar, that makes sense according to Rav, the top one governs Mishum Haki. Same question. Yikmo etz mekomo. That's why you have to peel it off. Why? The miritach le solas, because it made the solas hot. The hadar. Hudronye, that means it goes back. The Hadara Solas, and it goes back into the flour, Umaras Chalele Didei, and it made it all hot. The Kamadvui wrote of Machmas Chamut the Solas. And the gravy got hot from the Solas itself. Vator Rachmana Omar, Sliyesh, Vlot Sli Machmas Tavracher. El Shmuel, the Omar Tata Gavar. But Shmuel, who says the bottom governs, so. So let's give it to Nanasu Akuri Kamakale. It cooled off the gravy. Lama Lili, what does it go? What have to peel off that spot? Why?
The problem about the
place of bread?
And that fresh bread, no problem.
We're going to get to that on our base. Anyway, it's a good question. We're going to get to that on our base. I'm reviewing, I'm a shmuel, but so is Rasachas. No, the gravy was hot. If the gravy was hot, it's not a kasha. Any what? Right. It's another raya that they don't. Another raya that kibrutz is mutter.
How did you get kibrutz?
Almost every daf of brachas.
Juice and flour.
Like almost every daf of brachas. Another raya.
Another raya. Juice and flour is chametz.
That would be a cool safer. Every daf of brachas to show how it's mutter. That'd be a cool safer, huh? Every daf. That'd be a cool safer, no? Every daf of Pesachim to show how it's mutter. Every daf. Okay, next. Tanan. The next part of the Mishnah said, Socha b'shemen shel truma. If you smear truma on the animal, on the carbon, not the animal, the carbon. Im chavuras kahanim yochel. If everybody's kahanim, there's no issue. It's truma, they're all kahanim, it's all good. Im shal Yisrael, if they're all Yisraelim, im chayhu, if it's raw, if you put it on raw, yidicher, just wash it off. Im tzlihu, but if it's roasted already, yiklof es chachiton. You have to peel off the outer layer. Bishlom alarav, dami lo gavar, according to Rav, this makes perfect sense. Amtu lahachi sagale beklipa. That's why peeling off is enough. Why? Mishum de iloi tzoninhu. Because the top layer is cold. Elo shmul dami tata gavar. But Shmuel says the bottom is hot. The bottom governs. The animal's hot. Kivon dechamhu, the meat is hot. Mivla bale, it gets absorbed. Am I sagale the klipa? Why is peeling off, just peeling off the outer layer good enough? Mitasa lagavi, the whole thing should be no good. The Gemara answers, no, you know what, you put in such a tiny amount, shiny sikha, you put in such a tiny amount over here, demashu ba'amuhu David, you put in a tiny amount, as we said before, you put in too much, it's not roasting anymore, it's not roasting, it's cooking in juice. No, you put in a tiny amount, of shmir, even according to Shmuel, it would be enough to just peel it off. Now, Tanya kavase de Shmuel, we're going to have a brisa, say two brises, it's going to be ikadiyama here, two brises at Shmuel's right, that tatoy is gavar. What are the two rayas? Number one. There's a brayah that says like this. Cham l'tocham, aser. Cham l'tocham is aser. Tzonein l'tocham, aser. That can only make sense if tatoy is gavar. Tzonein goes into cham, why is it aser? Obviously the bottom one controls. That's going to be the rayah. Now we continue the brayah. Cham l'toch tzonein, v'tzonein l'toch tzonein, hot into cold, or cold into cold, midiach, just wash it off. But what do you see? Since the Brisa said that if the bottom one is hot, it becomes usher, obviously the bottom one controls. Now, cham l'toch tzonein midiach? Now, 1 second.
Yeah, but since the body's hot, though.
Right, that's exactly why it's usher.
But I know, we just said 5 minutes ago,
yeah.
You know, we're taking out of the equation hot and cold, whether it has to do with anything. The key is top or bottom.
Right, but you need two factors. It has to be heat. Without heat, there's no transfer.
The question is, where is the heat? They said before.
Right.
But here, in that case, it's hot and cold also.
Right.
If it's both hot, it's done no matter what. They're both cold, no matter what. The question was not hot and cold. The question was hot and cold, which was on top of the top.
Correct, right. Exactly.
But then he said before, it doesn't make a difference. They're both.
Who said before?
That was the original premise.
What do you mean, original premise?
So common, that's what the argument was. One says top, one says bottom.
Right, so now we have a brisa. Now it's a brisa that goes like that. Brisa, Rav is wrong. We could say Rav is a Tana, but the Gemara's not going to say that. There's a brisa. Is that what Shmuel said? Now they're going on a side tangent now. Cham l'toch tzonein madiach? 1 second. Hot falls into cold. Just wash it off? Kiven decham hu? 1 second. If hot falls into cold, all right, you want to tell me it doesn't absorb. Washing it off is good enough? It ademekar le... It cools it off. Efsha de lo bala porta. It didn't. Something must have absorbed. Klipa mi aboy. You should have to at least peel off something. Just washing it off in cold water. How's that enough? Gemara says you're right. Eleima, change it around. Cham l'toch tzonein. If hot falls into cold, kolay. You have to peel a little bit because it does absorb. Tzonein l'toch tzonein mediach. Cold into cold. Just wash it off. But what do we see from here? That Shmuel's right. Tanya Idach, another brisa that also Shmuel's right. Basar roseach, hot basar. Shenafal toch chalav. Chalav? Or chalav? Chalav roseach. Hot basar falls into hot milk. Or the chintonin shenafal toch ham. Or cold falls into hot. Asar. Again, what's on bottom? Ham and it's asar. Ham toch tonin, hot into cold. Tzonein l'toch tzonein, cold into cold, mediach, wash it off. And there was a slight change there, but the bottom line is the same, Shmuel's right. Now again, the same tangent. Cham l'toch tzonein mediach, hot into cold, you wash off. Kivon decham hu, ademakale, since it's hot, it cools it down. Efshe d'lo bo laporta, it's not possible, it doesn't absorb a little bit. Klipa miha liboy, it should require to peel off a little bit. Gemara says you're right, aleim cham l'toch tzonein kolit, hot into cold, you peel off. So on to Chamid, yeah, cold into hot, you peel off. You just wash off. Now, Omar Mark, so on to Tzone, Madiach, cold into cold, you wash it off. Right? Omar Ravuna, Lo Shana, that's only true, El Shalom Malcho, if it wasn't salted. Avol Malcho, but it was salted, Usser, it's Usser. Why is it Usser? Omar Shmuel, famous line, Maliach, Harehu Kiroteach. Salting something is like he cooked it. And Kavush, soaking something in vinegar, hareo kimavushal. It's as if you cooked it. Omar Rava, hada Omar Shmuel, maliach, hareo kiroseach. when Shmuel said that salting something is like eating it, is like heating it. That's only true if it's so salty that you can't eat it. But if you can eat it, lo, then it's not true. Then what does salting do? So you put some salt on it. That doesn't change anything. If you put so much salt that it's not even edible now, and it preserves it, that's like cooking it. Hahu bar guzla, there was a chicken, some kind of a bird. The nafal lakata de kamcha, it fell into some milchik dish. So shayir of chinin bar rava mi par shunya, he matred it. So amar rava man chakin lemishrei milsa kiha, who thought this up to matter it? E lav rav chinina. Chinina bar braid rava mi par shavna, the gav rabahu, he's a great man. Amar Allah, because he said like this, ki amar Shmuel Melech Rav Koseach, when is salting it a problem? She'ei necha machmas malcha, if it's not eaten because it's so salty. Hi, necha machmas malcha, here it's not, that's true. And by the way, bahani mili chai, that's only if it's raw. Avol tzli, but if it's roasted, boy klipa, it has to be peeled. Below amara, that's only true, el delesle be peely. If it doesn't have any peely, peely mean not grooves. Aval ish be peely, but if it has grooves and it went inside it, then aser, then it's also aser. Vi mitubo betavli aser, if also spices there, it's also aser. This din is so watered down now. Right? Okay. Next. Amar Rav. Okay, that was, now we just finished off one sugya in Shas. One massive Yoredei sugya. Now we come to another massive, massive Yoredei sugya that is actually extremely relevant to Halacha L'maisa. I tried to like get to the bottom line and I couldn't because A, I ran out of time, and B, it is so complicated. It's all about Reach, all about the smell, the flavor given off by aroma. And then you get into the big shayla about using one oven or two ovens, right? Milchik the milchik oven, fleshik the cookie, and the stuff is still in the wall. That all this Gemara, right here. And it starts with the statement of Rav. And Levi, what? Omar Rav. Rav says, Basar shchuta shamein, good kosher fatty meat, shetzilo im basar nevela kachush, that is roasted together with lean nevela meat, usher. The kosher meat, the nevela is usher anyway. The kosher meat becomes usher. Why? We'll take a Rashi, top Rashi. Bitanur, b'shnei shpudim. You're in, listen to this, listen to Rashi says. You're in an oven with two shpudim. Zer rachok mizeh. They're not way near each other. Not touching each other. No flavors being imparted by touch. No. Usher, it's still usher. Why? Shahareach min hashemen, hashamein, the flavor from the fatty meat, nichnas lekachosh, goes into the skinny meat, which, by the way, the skinny meat is treif, umafatmo, and it fattens it up. What happens? V'chazar zeh, now this skinny meat that now has kosher meat inside mixed into it, chazar zeh umotzi reach kamhu, and it gives off its flavor now, back into the kosher meat. So what do you have? You have treif going into kosher. The kolshkein, and for sure, by the way, shchuta kachusha v'nevela shmena. For sure, this would be true if the kosher meat is lean and the fatty meat is treif, then the treif's going straight in. That's for sure going to be a problem. Rebus mashmin and Rav. Rav said this as an additional halacha. That what? The low name, but don't say nevela kachusha. That since it's lean, hov ein rocha no dave. That since it's lean, it doesn't give off any smell. Any aroma, la asr la shchuta. It doesn't asr the shchuta. Don't say that. Pashminan de shuman shchuta mefatim lenevela berecha. That it can give it a bad, it gives it an aroma and it asrs it. Bahadar mafku ihu recha. And then the reach goes back into the kosher meat and it's a problem.
Which reach is going back? The nevela reach or the kosher?
It's mixed up.
They go both ways.
Goes both ways.
Baking under the coals of grill.
Okay.
What's the issue? The base?
Yeah. The taste, the by the way, again, the aroma has some mamashas. That's the only way this makes sense.
They were two lean pieces of meat.
Yes.
That's what I'm having a
I don't know.
That's what I'm having a
problem. So there's a spit here, there's a rotisserie here, and a rotisserie here.
Yeah,
they're not touching each other.
Right, but you agree that they don't transfer in
terms
of heat or anything like
no.
that?
No, what transfers?
Just
the aroma. The aroma.
And how does aroma affect kashrus?
Because the aroma has taste.
If you have a stuffed nose and you eat something, you don't taste anything.
So?
Aroma is part flavor.
Right.
Aroma is part flavor.
Fatty meat comes from lean.
I don't know.
Mr. G, did you ever eat a piece of fruit that was cut with a knife that cut an onion previously without being washed?
Well, you're not you're talking about sort of touch.
They didn't touch. It didn't touch.
There's no physical part here.
So you're going to hold like Levy.
That's my point.
You're going to hold like Levy.
You're going to taste that onion on that piece of fruit.
No, but the other
the onion. Let's do two more lines. The Gemara. My timer, why? They fatten each other up. Levi Amar, what kind of halach is this? Afilu basar shchuta kachush. Even if the basar, kosher basar was weak, shetzal basar nevela shamein, and the nevela was fatty meat. Mutter, it's all mutter. Why is it mutter? My time, reichel ba'almahu. It's just reyach. Reichel av mils, that's nothing. What's going on here? Huh? Yes, it's very similar. What exactly is the difference between Reach and Zeh? I don't know.
Zeh is physical. Zeh is droplets or something.
Steam. And here is just aroma. Okay.
And lucky Levi's not worried about a stuffy nose.
Right. Anyway, Ovid Levi of the Bay Reish Galusa, Bigdi, Vidavar Acher. As a matter of fact, Levi Paskin this way, when the Reish Galusa roasted a Gedi and a pig together. And he said, it's not a problem. The pig doesn't go into the... They weren't touching each other. I don't know. But Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Avad uvda, shenitzlo betanur. It was done like this in the tanur. Uba maisa lefonav. And they came to ask him a shayla. Vehitir, and he matered it. Says Tosfos, in the top line, lefi ma shepirish bekuntris, delevi lo shari, ela bidyevet. That you hear what Rashi said and what Tosa said? Bidiyeved, Levi would say, you can't do this like a chila. You can't bake milch and flesh together at the same time. Bidiyeved, right? One little Rashi. They get it, right? Okay.
That could be a possible kill.
Now.
No, there's a
lot of Bidiyeved going on. Mesve, 1 second. We have a halacha like this. Ain't solin shnei psachim ke'echad menei tarovas. You can't roast two Pesachs together because we're afraid of tarovas. My love tarovas ta'amim? Doesn't it mean we're afraid of this issue with the reya, with the smell? The kasha on Levi. So Gemara says no. The kasha l'Levi, right? So Gemara says no, not because of tarovas of taste. Lo me tarovas gufan. We're already going to mix them up. And this chabur is going to get the wrong animal. And that's the issue. Nothing to do with taste. How can I understand it? It actually makes sense. You know why? Midutani Seif, it says in the Seif over here, of this, Afilu Gedi Vitle. Even a goat and a sheep, which don't look the same, you still can't roast them together because we're afraid what? They're going to get mixed up. Now, Iyabrishov, they goof in. If you're worried about bodies, Hainu Diktani, Afilu Gedi Vitle. Which look different, but we're still afraid they're going to get mixed up. Have you ever seen, do you know the difference between a cut up piece of meat, what animal it comes from? You have no clue.
Not cut,
but there's no head.
The
there's no head and there's no...
Why is there no head?
There's no head.
It's a mouth. There's mouth and anus.
There's no...
He's right.
The shrewd's in the mouth.
Yeah, shrewd around.
Really?
Yeah.
But this.
What is that?
Did you read the
Mishnah?
But they took off the skin, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they skinned it. Still got the head on it.
Okay. So that's in the Chiddush. Even though you're going to tell me, how could you mix this up? Everybody knows basic anatomy. The answer is, we're still choshesh. Le'i Amr Neitarov is timing. But if all you care about is the taste, Malik divit le, malik divik di. Why do you have to tell me? What kind of man? Who cares? Elamai. So what's the story? Al kachay must be that they tarov is goofin who the usher. It must be that we're afraid of mixing up the animals. Abel tarov is ta'an mshari. But if it's tarov is ta'an, it's okay. No, we don't care about that. So leimatet yuftu derav. Sakashan rav. Rav said you're not allowed to roast things together because the taste will go from one to the other. So how could this be about? How could this be mutter? It's only also because you're going to mix up the bodies. What about the flavor? Not worried about that? So Amar Yirmiya, Hacha Ma'eskina Kigon Shitzalo B'Shtei Kederos. You cook them in two different pots. Says Rashi, Hacha Ma'eskinon, Diktoni V'Gdi Tleh, Delo Chayetzu Tleh Ruvus Ta'imim. We're not afraid you're going to get mixed up in flavor. Shitzalo B'Shtei Kederos. You cook them in two different pots. Says the Gemara, Shtei Kederos Hakadaitach? You're not allowed to cook Korban Pesach in a pot. You're not allowed to do that. What does that mean? It has to be roasted. What does that mean? Right, what he meant to say was, ke'ein shtei kederos, like two pots. What does that mean? Hachikam, this is what that means. Ein solen shnei psachim ke'echad. You don't shech two psachim together. Why not? In a roast, together. Roasting. Then why not? Then they tarovas. Because we're afraid of a tarovas. My tarovas? What kind of tarovas? Tarovas timing. We're afraid of the flavor. Even if it's like, as if it's two different pots, but opposite sides of the room, opposite sides of the oven. The lekat tarovus ta'imim, also mishum tarovus gufin. It's also because there's still two bodies. Afilu k'deyu tle. And therefore, it's all good. And by the way, Amar Rav Mari kitanoi. Rav Mari said, it's a machlokas tanoim. Rav Mari said. Right, it's a machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas? Haro de pas chama. If somebody takes bread, hot bread, v'nosna al pichavis yayin shel truma, and he puts it on top of a cask of wine, of truma wine, no baking, they don't even touch. It's on top of the barrel of wine. Does the aroma of the wine go into the bread and make it truma bread? It's a machlokas. Rav Meir Aser, Rav Yehuda Matir. And by the way, Rav Yossi Matir b'shal chaitin, he matted it by wheat, but va'oser b'shal se'orim. But by barley held, it's a problem. Why? B'nei shas orim she'ovos. It draws the wine into it. So then he agreed it's a problem. By wheat, not. Anyway, my lav tanoi. What's going on here? Demar savar. Rav Yehuda holds. Reich alav milsehi. Reich is nothing. Therefore, I don't care what you put on top of this barrel. The bread's not going to be truma bread. And Rav Meir savar. No, reich milsehi. It's a big problem. Now, Levi, according to Levi, vaday tanoi. There's certainly a machlokas tanoim here. However, l'rav, according to Rav, name a tanoi, do we have to say it's a machlokas tanoim? Amar lach, Rav, no. The kuli alma recha milsehi. Rav can say like this. Everybody agrees with me. That what? That recha is milsah. Everybody agrees that recha is milsah. So how on earth can Rabbi Yehuda say, you're allowed to do this? It doesn't become truma. What's pshat? La vitmar Allah dahi. Because we learned. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rish Lakish Pas Chama. If you have a Pas Chama, hot bread, the Chavitz Pesucha, and the barrel is open, Divya Kol Aser. Everyone holds its Aser. Pas Sonenes, cold bread, the Chavitz Magufa, and a closed barrel, Divya Kol Mutter. That everyone holds its Mutter. Lo Nech Laku Ella, Pas Chama, hot bread, the Chavitz Chasuma, and a closed barrel, or Pas Sonenes, cold bread, the chavetz psucha, an open barrel. And by the way, v'hanami and the carbon pesach kipas chama v'chavetz psucha damya. It's like a pas chama, hot bread, and an open barrel. Therefore,
why?
What?
Why is it like hot bread and open barrel?
Because it's they're in the same oven together. Therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's a problem. Tani Rav Kahana Beredo of Chinana Saba Pas here Mati Pas Shaafa Im Tzli B'Tanor. If you bake bread in an oven, Asar Asar La'ochla B'Kutcha. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. And by the way, Hahi Binise, there was a fish, Da'atuva Bahadi Bisra, and it got cooked together with meat. Asar Rava B'Parkizia L'Mechle B'Kutcha. He wouldn't let him eat it with milk. the fish. Why? Because it was baked with bread, with meat. Mar Baravashi Amar Afilu B'Milcha Nami Asra. Even with salt, not. Mishum Dekash L'Recha, it's bad for the bad smell. It gives you bad breath. And L'Dav Racha, it also gives it Tzaras. Okay, so just look at the Rashi. Tzaras. Dav Racha is Tzaras. What kind of Tzaras? I don't know. Look at the Rashi. What? I don't know. Look at the Rashi. Afagaf the Kaima. It's the Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. There's a dot in the Rashi, and then it says Afagaf. Afagaf the Kaima Tanoi Kavase de Rav. Even though we just supported Rav, Hilchas are Kavase de Levi. We paskin like Levi. That what? That Reich is Lav Milsa. Abaye and Rava argue about this also. To come lay Rava b'shita said to Levi, and there Rava said, "I hold like Levi, and we hold like Rava." The Amar Reich alav milsi, but Abaye and Rava hilchas like Rava. We pass like Rava. V'chein hu b'tshuvas gaonim, bash mishron shurbi Eliezer ben Yitzchak nemar li delo chayish lo. It's not an issue. Again, how we pass the halacha
l'maisa? It's not. I'm asking against. Levi?
No, he's passing in favor of Levi. Because Rava held like Levi. And we passed him like Rava. That's what he said. That's what Rashi's saying. Because the Machlok is a buy in Rava. And Rava said, I hold like Levi. So we also hold like Levi.
I guess Levi's got a
comment. No, he's also on the borderline there.
Right. They can bread and meat together. They say they were passing like Levi.
Right. So I'm not sure what this Rashi means. Okay, the truth is, I think we're going to stop. I'll tell you why. Because even if we do the mission now, we're not learning again until Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon? I don't know. I have the schedule at home. We're not learning the daf until Thursday afternoon. So we're going to stop here. We're going to stop here because we're going to have to repeat it again anyway. And it's already 10 o'clock. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a ksiva ksima tova. And Thursday. And a good bench yard.